countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Follow our new Weanling Watch series for expert analysis and commentary from thousands of cattle sales weekly.
Now, Tuesday is everyone's favourite day on Joe Kelly's organic farm in Carradine, County Mayo, because that is the day that Owen and Val help out. These young men are service users from Western Care Association who visit the farm through Social Farming Ireland. By joining in on the everyday work of the farm, they hope to make friends, pick up skills and build their confidence. Katie Flannery went along to see how they were getting on, and she began by meeting Owen's mother.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm Stephanie Coffey from Ballyhonus. My son is coming here, Owen, to Joe for the last few months. Absolutely loving it. Didn't think he would like it as much. I know I didn't like picking scuds or weeding carrots when I was that age. We'd avoid it like the plague. But what you call it, he's absolutely lovely. Sure, Joe is just so down to earth, so natural with them, has great rapport with them, comes home and tells me all the stories and who's working here for the summer with them, especially the girls. He does be telling me all about them. One girl, Rebecca, she's from Donegal, I think. I got the full rigmarole a couple of months ago about her. I'd say there might be an old twinkle in the eye there for her. Yeah, because I've heard more about her now than anyone else. But like, I've seen the difference in him, you know. Just, he's flourished in the last, this year, above any year, you know.
And so they're yakon, they're a tuber, so kind of like a potato, they grow under the ground. And what we see is
so
the big
I'm Rebecca, and I'm in here along with Val and Brenna, and we're harvesting the fine beans. So pick them off like that. That one's actually probably a bit far gone now, like they're going to be harvested a little bit smaller than that. But yeah, as you can see, there's plenty of vines here, so it takes a few hours, you know, to do it, yeah. There's another field where we'd weed a lot. There's carrots and parsnips there, and there's spuds to be dug there as well. And kind of on a wetter day, we'd be in the tunnels more so, harvesting stuff. Like Val and Owen would harvest maybe the fine beans and tomatoes and stuff, and we'd water a lot as well. We'd go around the tunnels watering a lot as well, so. Yeah, and the chickens and ducks have to let out in the morning as well, so. For myself, like, it's definitely my favourite day on the farm. I think it's just nice to have extra people, you know, and familiar faces as well, because they are coming every week. I hope Val and Owen are getting something out of it. I think they are. Like, I think they enjoy the day. We all go in together and have soup together at lunch. That's kind of our routine now. We just relax as well. So yeah, I think that's probably a good part of the day as well. I'd say they enjoy that and kind of chatting and stuff. Like, yeah.
Hi.
Hello, Owen. How are you? And what are you doing?
Oh, planting, actually.
Very good. Girl, you're watering the plants, are you?
Yes.
And what are these plants?
Oh, these are peppers, and they're too spicy.
Too spicy. And what else are you doing here today?
Oh, I'm planting all of these.
My name is Annette Duffy. I'm from Primrose Hill Western Care in Clemara's Day Service. We're here on Joe Kelly's organic farm here in the beautiful Carradine on a beautiful, lovely day. Lovely, lovely morning. So I'm here supporting Val Hughes. The last couple of years, Val has just enjoyed coming down here on the Tuesday mornings. So he loves coming down to see Joe, and they have a great bit of banter and giving out about Mayo football and farming and where the world is being put to right by the two of them. They just get each other. Joe is just, he's one of the nicest people I have ever come across, and he listens. So when you come here to Joe's farm, it's not about disability. Nothing says social farming is about somebody with disability. Val just gets on and does what everybody else is doing here on the farm, whether it be picking potatoes, putting carrots, whatever. Even in the early springtime, whether they're setting the seeds or whatever, Val just gets stuck in with Joe, and they just make a lovely couple, really, because they just get on so well together. And anybody that has been here, any other participants that have been here with Joe, they all say the same thing. He just gets everybody. It's just that you're welcomed. You're part of the farming community, really. There is no disability here. It's only what you're able to do.
Oh, the right bell since day one. The right bell. Maybe even before day one. Well, it's comfortable. What I'd call it, it's very comfortable between us. I'd hear what he'd be saying when he's not saying it even. I think he knows what I'm thinking sometimes.
That's dangerous.
Well, I think he knows a lot more than what I'm thinking. I think he knows what a lot of people think, but he doesn't let on. What? How are you at today, Val? You were? You were working away all day. Yeah, which tunnel were you in? The beans.
Are you picking French beans?
My name is Joe Kelly, and I'm farming small area of land here in Carrindine, County Mayo. Social farming was something that started here. The idea of social farming came up where a guy mentioned to me that he'd seen it in the Farmer's Journal, and he thought it was something that he thought it'd suit this farm, a friend of mine. And I didn't know what it was, and he said he cut out the piece of the Farmer's Journal and brought it to me, and he sat down in the house here one night and we talked about it, and I thought I'll look at the idea. And yeah, we had three people the first time that we did it, and it's been a revelation, actually, because I didn't know much about it for a start, and I've learned a lot from the people that's come here. It's been very effective, actually, for us as well as I hope it is for them. Yeah, I've learned a lot about life and how different people think and what is important in the world to different people. Most days, whatever way God plans it, that we're here, it's a fine day. It's very, very rare we have a wet day. So yeah, and we have a break then after a couple of hours being here, and I make a big pot of soup from stuff I grow here on the farm, and we have some sang, they bring their own sandwiches, and we sit down and we have a banter, and all love tea. Everyone loves tea. So tea is a great winner altogether. And then we'd have a bit of apple tart, and if I could get someone to bake a tart or someone, if I had time to bake it, I don't bake many tarts myself, but yeah, and a cup of tea again, like just to break it up. And that was a great winner, especially with Val. Pie. He could say the word pie. He might be nonverbal, but pie didn't miss him. Mighty man for pie. And it's been a revelation, really, around the place, because it changes the atmosphere, and what it's about shifts a little bit. The working farm continues as normal. Everything gets done. The orders have to be got out one way or the other, because you have to pay the bills and keep going. But the guys when they come, they're just a different energy.
Well, that was Joe Kelly from Carrindine in County Mayo talking to Katie Flannery. And if you're a farmer interested in learning more about social farming, or you think that you might enjoy the programme yourself, you can find out more on www.socialfarmingireland.ie, or you can email Deirdre Fahey at dfahey, that's F-A-H-E-Y, at southmayo.com. And thanks to Deirdre and Noreen for introducing us to Joe and all his farmers.